He's looking for worshipers who produce something. Come on, Southwest Missouri, you've been called to disciple nations. Worship leaders and worship groups, you have been called to disciple nations. And never has there been a time before when you had such access to nations. With a click of the button, someone can be discipled by what you do. Somebody can tune into your service or watch your song on YouTube, and their life can be forever marked. And God intends for us to position ourselves to become a people to allow His presence to flow through our lives in such a way that redemption begins to work, not just for us, but through us.
Burn in us a passion to make Your glory known. Birth in us something that can shift the atmosphere.
And we declare a shift in the name of Jesus. We declare a divine shift over the atmosphere of Southwest Missouri. A shift away from depression and into hope. A shift away from uselessness into purpose in Jesus' name.
Welcome to the Next Gen Worship Podcast.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Next Gen Worship Podcast. My name is Clint and I'm your host, and I am joined by my co-host today, Haley.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm fabulous.
Awesome. I thought we could just start out this podcast a little different because, man, so much has been happening this year. It's a little mind-boggling and it's a little overwhelming, but it's fantastically good.
Yes.
I wanted to start out by, we kind of made our little list of what we're going to talk about, but I wanted to throw in there our dream list.
Oh, okay. Our personal dream list?
We used to have two dream lists, one for personal and one for, I don't know, churchy things, but it's just kind of all one now.
Yeah.
And we put on there, one of the things for last year was we wanted to friend up with people and, you know.
You might explain that. It sounds like we want to be friends with people who are better than we are.
That's not entirely untrue. No, we just really wanted to make connections with people who are further down the road. Does that sound better?
Okay, yes, that sounds much better.
And man, this year already, it's like took a year for that to kick in.
Yeah.
And we've made connections and actually made powerful connections in a relational way. Like we've made friends with people that we thought we would never, you know, talk to.
Sure.
And people that are saying, hey, we want to help you guys. We love what's happening with Next Gen Worship. We love what's happening with the Unite Worship Gatherings. And it's pretty awesome. So I'm thinking, you know, we need to up our dream list a little bit.
Yeah, I want a house on the beach.
Okay, you better write that down because it might take more than a year.
Oh, okay. Well, never hurts to try.
Okay, well, speaking of the Unite Worship Gathering, the first one was a fantastic success. And the second one is coming up. Haley, do you have details on that?
Yes, I do. The second ever Unite Worship Gathering is April 10th and 11th at Impact Life Church in Joplin. The address is 2301 Annie Baxter Avenue. It starts at 7 p.m. on Friday, and it goes a full 24 hours to 7 p.m. on Saturday. Bring your sleeping bag, bring your camping cot, bring your bucket of cheese puffs, because it is going to be awesome.
I'm really excited, too, because we've already filled all of the slots but two.
Yeah.
And I saw on there that we've got, I don't know, maybe five or six brand new worship leaders and teams that are getting involved that weren't involved last time. So that's really awesome.
Yeah, I really enjoy the diversity. I personally get tired of hearing our own style all the time, so I really enjoy hearing everybody else's worship bands and the way that they sing and the songs that they do. I think it's cool.
Yeah. Hey, one other thing I wanted to throw in here is I was just at a regional leaders meeting in Springfield, Missouri this past weekend, so By the time this podcast airs, it'll be like two or three days ago. But it's basically a leaders meeting that leaders come and we have lunch and we worship and pray together a little bit, kind of fellowship and do that thing. But one of the main pastors there, he had a dream, and it was our Unite Worship gathering.
That's cool.
He had this dream, and he got up and shared it. And I was sitting there with Daryl Billings. We're kind of like elbowing each other, like, "What? This is really crazy." Anyway, he had this dream of basically a worship gathering where multiple worship groups were coming in. There's no preaching; it's just worship, and they're actually going to do it.
Yeah.
So
totally,
I mean,
awesome.
Yeah. So Steve Wilson from Dayspring in Springfield actually talked to me about our Unite Worship gatherings a few weeks ago. But I mean, it looks like Jesus is going to beat us to the punch there.
Yeah. Hey, and you know, you need to share where people can sign up for the two last available slots and all that stuff.
Yeah.
You
so didn't say that. If you're interested in taking a 1 to 2 a.m. slot, or the other one is like 4 to 5 a.m.
Yeah.
Just go to nextgenworship.com/unite. That's nextgenworship.com/unite. Little sign up form.
Yes. And if you want to host one at your church, if your church wants to host one, they can sign up for that too.
Exactly. Yeah. We're looking for host churches, churches that are willing to let us use the facility for, a 24-hour worship event. We bring in all the equipment. The church really doesn't need to do much. You know, we're bringing in all the sound and everything we need. So it's pretty soft footprint as far as logistical things. Like, we're not going to go up and unplug everything on their stage or anything. Where this is a middle of the room thing, we just clear out the chairs and go for it.
Yep.
Mention real quick, we got a Unite Worship gathering coming up in Neosho. Slots are about half filled for that. We haven't opened it up for everyone to register yet, because a lot of brand new churches and worship leaders are getting involved down south.
Yeah.
And are getting pulled into that part of it. So we'll open that up soon.
Yeah.
And then it looks like we're going to be having one again in Joplin a few weeks after that. So all those things are in the works.
Yay.
Hey, something else that we've been talking about with a lot of people in our area and getting some good, great feedback on is starting a songwriter collective. And it looks like we're going to be meeting on a semi-regular basis to do songwriting. So if you are a melody guy or gal, a lyric guy or gal, or a music guy or gal, this is your chance to get the ball rolling for songwriting.
Yeah.
We've had some interest and feedback from friends in Nashville that will be influencers of this.
Sure.
And could possibly attend and help out with this.
Yeah.
Not saying any names at this point.
No. And not every single time.
No, not every single time. But I really think that this could turn into something very good. Very good.
Yeah, yeah. So if you are, you know, an accomplished songwriter, or if you are like me and you have no idea what it means to write a song, everybody's welcome.
Yeah. So it's going to be great. And we'll let you know when that's going to happen. So the last thing we're going to talk about before we go into our interview on this podcast is the Next Gen Worship Conference. Last year, had a one-day conference with Dustin Smith.
Yay.
We kept that one really simple on purpose.
Yeah, because we didn't know if we were going to fall on our faces and look like dorks.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we had no idea what we were doing.
That's true.
And so, we just kept it really simple on purpose. I think that was wisdom.
Yeah.
But this time, we kind of got a feel for it. And there's a lot more exposure now.
Sure.
We had people for months coming up and saying, "Oh, I never even heard that you were doing one. Wished I could have been there." So hopefully that's not the case this time. I think we've got a lot more connected community now. So this is looking like probably September.
Yeah.
For the next gen worship conference, and we have got verbal confirmation from some awesome guys from outside our region.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to say names yet there either. You'll have to wait and hear for yourself when we make all the announcements and all the arrangements are made. So, sounds like good stuff, huh?
Plan to come, plan to bring a friend.
Yeah.
It'll be a good time.
It's going to be amazing. It's going to be a Thursday, Friday, Saturday. It's going to be like lots and lots of worship with intermittent speakers and cool stuff.
Yeah.
So, can't wait for that.
And if I have anything to say about it, swag bags.
You're stuck on the swag bags.
Swag bags filled with jerky.
Maybe you could give us some feedback. email us at podcast@nextgenworship.com. Tell us what you want in your swag bag.
Yeah.
On this week's podcast, we have a conversation with Austin Belk. Austin is an electric guitarist, fantastic worship musician, fantastic guitar player. We have some just candid conversation about worship and electric guitar, his approach to electric guitar, and we review some of his gear. Also, head over to the podcast page on the website, nextgenworship.com/podcasts, and we have some bonus material on this podcast, some video. So we took some video footage of Austin just going through his gear, talking a little bit about it. So this will be a great listen and a great video for all you guys out there, guitar players, aspiring musicians, and stuff like that. So as always, thanks for listening. Like, share, and comment, and give us a review on iTunes. Enjoy today's podcast with Austin Belk.
Fueling leaders of heaven's invasion.
Let the spirit of the Lord come rushing in, rushing in, rushing in. Let the spirit of the Lord come rushing in, rushing in. Come rushing in.
All right, Austin, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. I thought we could just sit down and talk a minute about guitar and guitar for worship. You know, I'm a guitar player, and you know, whenever I see a worship band or hear a worship band, man, I always listen for the guitars, and I'm always looking at what they're playing and even their rig and all that. So I thought it'd be awesome to sit down with you and have a conversation about you know, your approach to guitar playing for worship. I've watched you play with a lot of different guys in our community of Southwest Missouri, and you fit in so well with everybody, and you just really bring something to the mix, and you really bring something powerful to it. So, but before we talk about that, why don't you just like give us a little backstory on you, like, you know, how you came to become the guy you are today, and I don't even know. Are you from the area? Or
yeah, I've been here, born and raised in the Jomo.
Okay.
Jomo yeah. area.
Okay.
I was actually born and raised in church. This church that we're actually sitting at right now.
Okay.
So I was born in a Pentecostal, crazy people moving, jumping around.
Okay.
No.
So what's the name of your church?
Well, currently it's Cathedral Assembly of God, but it. We voted on a new name for Life Connections.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So you're getting ready to move, and you even chose a new name.
Chose a new name. It's kind of a fresh start for everyone.
That's fantastic.
So, and we've actually been having word days at our new facility, and the whole church is just coming together and just working.
So how long have you been playing guitar?
I believe it's close to 13, 14 years. I don't know. I lose track. I started back in middle school.
Yeah.
That's when I remember.
So what got you playing guitar?
The funny thing is, me and my brother actually kind of started at the same time, so I just kind of something that I wanted to do because he done it.
Is he an older or younger brother?
He's about 6 years older.
Okay. Cool. So who were some of your early influences like when you started playing? I mean, who did you listen to and you were like, man, that's awesome?
I don't really remember exactly who. Yeah. I mean, like right now is kind of more like Keith Urban, just he kind of has a certain finger styles that he does.
Mm-hmm. He's very good.
He's
surprisingly good. Like, you don't expect him to get up there and throw down some stuff he does.
No.
he's really kind of a laid-back guy, mm-hmm. kind of a humble guy even.
But when he's on that guitar, he just opens up.
Yeah, totally.
Shreds.
Totally. I wanted to talk to you about your approach. You've got a great rig. It sounds fantastic. Why don't you just talk about, I mean, it's an evolution for sure, right? I mean, you had to start somewhere with no pedals and an amp, and you just add a pedal at a time. Like, kind of talk us through your evolution to where you're at today.
Well, you just have to kind of start with the basics. Like, you have your drives, then you go into however you feel that sounds best to you. You can go into reverb and delay, modulation.
Yeah.
And you just kind of find the right amp. To me, it's all about the right amp.
Really?
Because that's kind of your basic starting point, your amp and your guitar.
Yeah.
And then you just add in the pedals to kind of color the overall sound.
Yeah. What's your approach when it comes to electric guitar in a worship setting?
Well, honestly, my pedal board to me is just my worshiping tool.
Oh, that's good.
So, I mean, I just kind of, if something feels like it's flowing, like you just get a lot of reverb and delay, and I just let the spirit lead me and mm-hmm. kind of the atmosphere.
Yeah. Do you ever rehearse things that you bring into worship, or is it more spontaneous?
I mean, if I'm not really familiar with the song, I'll just kind of learn the basics of it and then just kind of put my own twist on it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's cool. So use the word, I think you use the word atmosphere there. Kind of talk about what that means as far as guitar. Talk about delays and reverbs. What are you going for when you talk about atmosphere?
To me, it's just it kind of adds a, it's kind of hard to put into words what it adds. I mean, I just kind of let the spirit kind of go through my fingers.
Oh, yeah.
And you can look out into the crowd and see someone just breaking down physically and spiritually.
Yeah.
And I mean, you can just start digging into the guitar and you just watch it all break apart in front of you.
Yeah. Yeah. You mentioned tone and stuff. Kind of tell me how you got your tone to where you're at today. I mean, is it all in your fingers or is it in your amp? I mean, is it a combination? Where are you grabbing the tone that you play in day in, day out with?
Well, you don't just kind of achieve a tone. I mean, I started out with basic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So over time, you get enough money saved to where you know kind of what you want. It takes a lot of research and maybe play on other people's stuff. But I mean, a lot of the tone is in your fingers. I mean, some people have big hands, some people have small hands,
mm-hmm.
different strength.
Yeah.
Overall, different picks.
Oh, yeah. So what guitars are you playing these days?
Right now, probably my number one is a 56 reissue Gold Top Les Paul. Has P90s, kind of that mid-range tone.
Yeah.
I mean, I have an assortment of different guitars, but that's probably the one that sticks out the most.
Okay. You use that pretty much all the time?
Pretty much all the time until I get something I really want.
It never stops.
It never stops.
So what about your amp? What do you got? What are you playing through right now?
I am playing through a 112 Gabriel cab with a Celestion Gold. The guy that made them actually doesn't make them anymore.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Where did you get it? Is it a handmade amp somewhere? Or?
It's a custom handmade amp. I actually bought it from my brother, but he got it from him.
Wow.
And then the head I'm running through is a 5-watt Black Star head, kind of a low wattage amp.
How many watts is it?
It should be around 5 watts. I think.
Oh, really?
I think overall it's probably 15 or so. But
okay, that's cool.
Just a very low wattage amp.
So what do you think? I mean, what's kind of in your heart for the future? I mean, obviously, you're a really great guitar player. Got some nice stuff over there.
Too much.
What would you like to do? What's in your heart? What's your dreams?
Well, it kind of all started with Victory. I mean.
Oh, yeah.
The first meeting we had, we just brought all the, well, not all the worship leaders, but a ton of worship leaders around the area, because we were that's when we were starting the worship sessions.
Yeah.
And then we started the gathering and the Unite, and that just it just starting to all unfold.
Yeah. What do you think about the Unite worship gatherings?
Oh, it's an awesome idea. I wasn't for sure if I'd like the circle.
Yeah, worshiping the round.
Uh-huh, but it's pretty cool.
Yeah, you like it?
Yeah, and you can just watch everyone around you.
Uh-huh.
I mean, your worship leaders and then the congregation around you.
Yeah.
And I did notice that was awesome, just different people praying for other people.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what the whole thing's all about.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a really different feel in the room when you've got, you know, you kind of get rid of the stage, you know? And not that stages are bad, but it just feels different when you're in a circle.
Exactly.
So, awesome. Well, I appreciate you sitting down and having a chat with me.
Yeah.
You've been listening to the Next Gen Worship Podcast. For more information about Next Gen Worship and to listen to other podcast episodes, visit nextgenworship.com.